A crowd is gathering at a Jacksonville University auditorium Wednesday to talk solar power. Many attendees live in homes that derive at least some of their power from rooftop solar panels. Right now, they sell the extra power they generate to JEA, the area's utility, for 11 cents per kilowatt hour. JEA's board is considering cutting the reimbursement rate by 30%. The Southern Alliance for Clean Energy's George Cavro says that's a step backwards for a company that's traditionally received high marks for customer satisfaction.
That will definitely impact the economics of customer-owned solar power. It will likely lead to less development of rooftop solar power because it'll make the financials just a little less appealing.
Cavros applauds the JEA for other proposals, like expanding solar farms and allowing customers to choose solar as their main power source. But he fears the reduced payment rate could stop people from installing new panels. But JEA spokeswoman Jerry Boyce says the utility has to make up for the cost of subsidies by charging non-solar customers more.
When we look at any type of our rates or any programs that we have, we need to find something that's fair and equitable to all of our customers and to this community.
The utilities board meets to discuss the proposed changes next Tuesday. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.